Restore with gentleness.
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Galatians 6:1.
I bless you with a special anointing to restore with gentleness. I encourage you to think of someone you know who is weary and weak, someone who might be trapped by the lies of the father of lies. Take note that you can be of great help and comfort to your friend by being willing to restore him gently. Understand that when someone is trapped in a lie, he might behave irrationally. He might express anger. He might show jealousy. He might breathe animosity. However, regardless of the behavior he displays on the outside, deep in his heart, he feels hopeless, helpless, powerless. He hungers for love, God's love. He hungers for God's hope, God's truth, and God's peace.
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:29.
I bless you to grasp that often when someone is lying with his face in the dust, he is not able to reach God's outstretched hand of love, hope, and truth. Recognize that the heavy burden of hopelessness, helplessness, and powerlessness paralyzes a person and can prevent him from looking up into God's face. Therefore, I bless you to stoop down in gentleness and pick your friend up. Do not condemn, criticize, or control. These are sinful behavior patterns to ease your own pain. Be determined to encourage, bless, and understand. I bless you to believe that your gentleness will prevail. You will witness a miracle when you see your friend arise from the prostration in which circumstances have kept him, and your heart will tremble with joy. I bless you.